Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, the Dáil returned this week, and one of the issues that was to the forefront of many contributions was that of the disappearance of the young child, Daniel Arubose. Daniel, whose remains are believed to have been discovered on waste ground in Donabate in Dublin earlier this week, hadn't been seen for 4 years. His family had been engaged with Tusla, as Daniel had been put up for adoption but was returned to his parents when they had a change of heart. His absence was only discovered missing after, the Department of Social Protection alerted Tusla to irregularities in an application for child support payments. As a result of Daniel's disappearance, a review was requested on the number of children whose cases were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic, and politicians called this week for that review to be put on a statutory footing. Minister, to you first on this. Are you certain that the National Review Panel will chair this review, and will they have statutory powers if they do?
Well, there's three reviews underway. There's a rapid review in terms of Tusla itself. Before I even get into that, can I just basically state that what happened to Daniel was shocking, and just on a human level, right, for everyone looking in, it was absolutely shocking, and it's very, very, very difficult for everyone involved in the case. The three rapid review underway in terms of within Tusla itself in respect around the circumstance with Daniel's case. There is investigations underway as well, which I don't wish to in any way compromise. They'll be reporting to Minister Norma Ford by the end of this month. Secondly, there is a review to be carried out by the National Review Panel, who has an independent chair. That's currently has commenced, and the rapid review that will feed into that process as well. And then thirdly, there is going to be a look back, a well-being check for 42,000 cases, with an independent chair to be appointed by Minister Norma Foley and to be announced over the next week, right, to look back at all children's cases that were closed during the period of COVID, 42,000 cases.
Will that be separate to the National Review Panel?
Correct.
It will.
It will. So the rapid review will feed into the independent review, which is purely about Daniel's case itself specifically. The look back is about the 42,000 cases that were closed during the period of COVID.
Okay, and as you say, the case of Daniel, there is a live investigation,
correct,
going on. We don't want to say anything in the course of the discussion here in studio.
We want to get to the truth here.
Interfere with that. But Jen Cummins, this these cases, the figure of 42,000 of cases that were closed during COVID that are being followed up on, what's needed to make sure that's speedy and effective?
Mm-hmm. Well, firstly, my condolences to all who knew and loved Daniel. And, you know, I remember in COVID, I was working on the ground in school completion programme, and things were very, very difficult for children and young people. We were doing checks with young people at that time. It was very, very difficult. 42,000 cases. The Irish Association for Social Workers have said that there is an issue with recruitment and retention of social workers. So I am uncertain how will that be staffed? How will they get to do 42,000 cases that are retrospective when at the moment there is very high threshold to be referred and seen by a social worker? So I'm just wondering, how will that be done?
You would have concerns, you know, that using social work resources to do that would divert them from live cases that are open at the moment, do you?
And live cases at the moment, which have lengthy waiting lists and, you know, have to be triaged on a basis of a high threshold because of recruitment and retention.
So Tusla can't manage what it's dealing with at the moment. 105,000 children were referred to Tusla last year. That's 40,000 more than actually sat the leaving cert. You have a situation where they don't have enough foster care at the moment. They don't have enough residential care at the moment. CAMS teams are not at the necessary strengths that are necessary. Where Tusla needs 400 million euros, they say, to be able to do the job that they've been asked to do today. Where you have a situation where...
So you're saying give it to them?
Well, absolutely. Like, you've 250 social workers coming out of college at the moment, when Tusla say that they need 1,000 social workers right now, and where social workers are getting burnt out day in, day out at the moment. Like, this is a very, very sad case,
okay,
but it's not unique. 239 children died in the last 10 years who were either in child protection or were known to child protection, 51 of them through suicide, 10 through murder, and today there are 37 children missing from Tusla.
Right.
Like, and my frustration about this is that the government have been listening to this for the last 5 years and they have been paying attention.
But on the specifics,
Two judges have gone on the record in relation to this.
The 42,000 people, Jen Cummins raised the issue of the resources of dealing with them, so it doesn't become a zero-sum game between the day-to-day work of Tusla and the look-back exercise. What's your proposal on it?
Well, there has to be the necessary resources to do that particular work. Now, we don't have the terms of reference as of yet. We don't have the scoping detailed of exactly how that's going to work. So it's very difficult to work out the resources. But let me tell you, if there's no resources, you're not going to get the job done properly.
Is there a commitment to, will we be hearing that next week when Norma Foley announces the makeup of this independent panel you're talking about, Kieran O'Donnell?
I don't want to preempt what Norma Foley is going to say. However, she will be announcing the independent chair. There will be a process, and government will provide whatever resources necessary to do all three inquiries.
I haven't done that up to date at all.
I think, do you have staff in Tustle doing work under very difficult circumstances? I don't think we should rush into judgment.
I do want to ask you one question. Your new powers to HICWA, what are they designed to achieve, and when will they be effective?
It will give HICWA the powers to be able to review individual cases where complaints arise in respect of, in nursing homes, both public and private and voluntary, in respect of, we'll say, an unanticipated or unintended death or a serious injury to someone. They will now be able to do reviews of individual cases. A memo will be brought to Cabinet by my colleague, Minister Carol McNeill, over the next few weeks, and it's something we want to put in place across a range of measures in terms of strengthening that whole area.
With accompanying resources to make that effective?
Yes.
All right, OK. I'm afraid that is all we have time for. Just to update you at the end of the programme, Dublin Airport can confirm that Terminal 2 has now received the all clear and passengers will be shortly allowed to re-enter the terminal. Flight operations are expected to resume within the next 30 minutes.
Can we collectively congratulate Kate O'Connell? It's 13 years since we won medal in the World Championship. It's phenomenal.
We're in a race against time here ourselves at the moment, because that's our lot for today.